Well, our special guest this morning is Jen Amo with Warning Lights. Warning Lights is a great organization that helps bring awareness to human trafficking. Jen, thanks for joining us. Excited to have you on board because the topic of human trafficking has come to light with a recent film in theaters.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be here. The Sound of Freedom has hit a few theaters, few compared to what normal movies would be considered, right? Across the nation. And I'm not going to lie, it's causing a little buzz.
For those who have seen the film, it discusses a really difficult topic. And we wanted to bring you in today because you are someone that we trust. You're someone we've talked to over the years about this topic of human trafficking. Just to give greater context of what this is about and what message people can take from that film that's actually happening in our world right now.
I've been doing this for 10 years. This crime has been here for a long time.
Yeah.
But it takes a Hollywood perception of a crime to get people really talking about it. Now, I'm not complaining, because anytime that we can have this crime in our conversation, it's only helping protect people. Let's be honest. Talking about it is one of the main things that we do at Warning Lights, because yes, it is a hidden crime. And this movie has given it a little bit of limelight from the international perspective, but people are understanding, oh wow, this really does happen because it's based on a true story. But for me, this happens in West Michigan.
Now, this film has to have that Hollywood spin on it because there is an entertainment value to it. And so it does sensationalize it from more of a kidnapping perspective. But as we've learned from you over the years, that's not necessarily the case of how this situation unfolds.
It's not. But that's what people think. That's what people believe. But in reality, less than 3% of human trafficking cases worldwide are actually kidnapping. So this is something that is targeting our kids. And it kills me that there's so many people being taken victim to this because we aren't talking about it.
Just give us a little perspective on how this is actually happening.
What majority of society does not understand is that human trafficking is a relationship-based crime. This isn't stranger danger. This isn't somebody following me in Target. There's a white van with no windows in the parking lot. It doesn't happen that way a majority of the time. It's a relationship based. My victims, they believe that person that they've been communicating with, whether it's face to face or online, is someone they know and someone they can trust. And that's the whole thing, is if you hear me ever speak, you're going to hear it come out of my mouth multiple times. Predators are nice until they're not. That's the thing. You're not going to see it coming. What worries me when it happens that you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Jen Amo with Warning Lights, and just talking about human trafficking, Sound of Freedom. There's a movie that's out in theaters helping to bring this conversation to light. Jen, your whole focus has always been awareness. Maybe talk to that a little bit and maybe provide a few details about how families can find more awareness or get involved in a way to take the messaging of this film and bring it past that.
I have a quote from Mel Gibson that he said about this movie. He said, "One of the most disturbing problems in our world today is human trafficking. The first step to eradicating this crime is awareness." I couldn't agree more. If you know Warning Lights at all, if you know my heart, like, we've always heard knowledge is power, knowledge is power, knowledge is power. Agree. But for me, awareness is protection. So when we have a film like this that brings this crime to our faces, to our hearts, to our minds, you're going to have emotional, right, reactions to that. My heart hopes that that reaction causes you to take action, because talking about this, having a professional in, having Warning Lights come in, having me come in, because the fact of the matter is that this crime is happening. It's happening here. And when our kids are so used to building relationships on social media, online, the desensitization and the blurred lines are crazy. Crazy. So one of the things that I want to talk about, too, is there's the process of predators are nice until they're not. So there's the conversation. There's the meet and greet. There's the fun. This person understands me. They know me. Then it becomes they like me. They love me. They're my number one. And that's easy for our kids to do because everything has been done on social media. for those of us that didn't grow up with social media our whole lives, people say to me all the time, how can they think that's real? Well, that's all they've known.
We see it through a different filter.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's understanding where they're coming from, because that actual situation is not unhealthy in itself, because it is reality, mm-hmm. right? Social media, we all meet people on social media and online. However, it's knowing the difference between healthy and unhealthy, safe and unsafe. If we don't talk about that, they're guessing.
Yeah. And I think one of the things, too, that a lot of young people struggle with, and adults, too, is the I've made this relationship with this person and I don't want to disappoint them. I don't mm-hmm. want to let them down. And you, with your education programs, you provide opportunities like, it's OK to say no. It's OK to see that there are red flags. It's OK to stand up for yourself and protect yourself. And you do not have to feel bad for 1 second for doing that.
Absolutely. You know, what you're going to hear me say is sometimes no is the right answer. Mm-hmm. Whether that's a kid asking a parent to go do something and that parent gets that Holy Spirit or gut feeling, however you want to say, and they're like, I don't know that family. I don't know that place. No is the right answer. Or if someone asks you to do something online or send them a photo or say something or watch something that you're not comfortable with, sometimes no is the right answer, right? And when we give them those permissions, it gives them a foundation to stand on versus being like sinking sand where, I don't want to let this person down, but I don't want to do anything wrong. And they're caught between that rock and a hard place. If we give them knowledge, right? Knowledge mm-hmm. is power, but awareness is protection. It's coming. Here's how you want to handle it.
Okay, so we've had a lot of good conversation, and like we mentioned, a lot of buzz with this movie. For those who are listening now, who've maybe heard you in the past, that I want Jen to come in and talk to my church or my small group or another group. How do they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Many ways. You can go to our website, which is warninglights.org. You can find us on social media under Warning Lights. We are open to any opportunity. Even if you've seen the film and you're like, we have questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have opinions. If anybody knows me, Jen has opinions, right? But yeah, so let's talk that through and talk about what's real and what's Hollywood.
All right. Well, Jen, is there anything else you want to leave with the audience before we wrap up?
God is moving in the fight against this crime, and there's no way that anyone can do it alone. So however that looks, I would just challenge you to get involved in some way. However that, take someone to the movie, have us come to you, just chat about it on a lunch break with people. Getting this into people's hearts and minds is the way that we can protect each other.
Love the work that you're doing. Love you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.